Uncovering the tracks that made your hip-hop hits. I'm Professor Ping, and this is Original School. Considered the father of Ethio Jazz, Ethiopian-born Mulatu Astake can be heard on mixes by folks like Cut Chemist and MF Doom. This track, Yekermo Sue, was inspired by our first song on Original School for this week, Song for My Father, from Horace Silver, written in 1964, which you may also recognize as the inspiration for the Steely Dan hit, Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
Thank you.
Belgian-born gypsy jazz guitarist and composer Django Reinhardt has a style that is instantly recognizable, and his syncopated strumming has been sampled significantly by producers, including his song called Blue Drag, written in 1934, that was used for this little dance ditty, Mr. Soft, from the Australian DJ and producer Cormac. Let's listen to Django Reinhardt on Blue Drag from 1934. Double bass prodigy Charles Mingus has a style that has roots in spiritual music, classical composition, and jazz improvisation, and is a great fit for the bass-heavy production of Gangstar on their hip-hop banger, I'm the Man, from Daily Operation, released in 1992, that takes from Mingus' big band track, 2BS, on the album Mingus, 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 released in 1964. Thank you.
I like my pockets fat and not flat.
Bronx hip-hop duo Show and AG made their debut on Lord Finesse's Funky Technician and released this track, Fat Pockets, in 1992 on their album, Runaway Slave. They continue our look this week at big band samples by slowing down the punch of Buddy Rich in his song, Soul Kitchen, from the album Buddy and Soul, released in 1969. Distinctively West Coast rapper and producer DJ Quick dropped Dollars and Cents in 1995 that I first heard on a Priority Records promotional mixtape. It's just a brainworm of a song that grabs its groove from the old school funk jam, I Like What You're Doing to Me, from Young & Company, released in 1980. We'll be right back. Make sure to check out Class with Professor Ping, where I take you on an ultra high fidelity stereo odyssey every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, only on Lo-Fi Radio, made in LA and broadcasting worldwide.
Shake loose, don't be silly. You can dance.
Me dance? I don't want to dance. I want to scare you.
Huh? You don't like to dance?
No.
Oh, come on. You're a little tall, but you'll get through it. I'm sure they like robots here.
Proud Canadian turntablist Kid Koala loves to infuse humor into his mix and scratch compositions. On Robo Cha Cha from his 2000 release, Some of My Best Friends Are DJs, Kid Koala samples his weird and wonderful groove from Bass Cool, written by Guy Peterson, a French double bassist like Bingus, whose grandfather wrote the immortal jazz standard Tiger Rag. Here's Bass Cool from Guy Peterson. J. Dilla produced Lab Cabin California was the Far Side sophomore effort released in 1995. This particular track, Runnin', gave us a smooth out approach to production, of course, since it's J. Dilla. And it was a stark contrast to the Far Side's first album, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. On Runnin', J. Dilla samples from one of his favorite jazz musicians, Stan Getz, featured here with Luis Bonfa on their song Saludad Vem Correndo, from the album Jazz Samba Encore from 1963. DJ and producer DJ Crush put Japanese hip-hop on the map in a big way when he released his self-titled album, Crush, in 1994. This track, Roll and Tumble, samples original school favorite Herbie Hancock's Rain Dance, which you may also recognize from the Diggable Planet song Good to Be Here from 1993. Here's Rain Dance from the album Sextant, released in 1973 by Herbie Hancock.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Queen, the one and only Queen Latifah, released her third studio album, Black Rain, in 1993. On this album, her syncopated delivery, intelligent lyrics are laid over dancehall and hip-hop rhythms, and this soul jazz romp from the Crusaders called A Message from the Crusaders, released in 1972. Thank you.
Way back. Oh yeah, check this out.
What do they call those old songs from yesteryear before Ahmad released his track back in the day in 1994? I can't even remember. Ahmad set the standard for rap reminiscing on this top track that finds its groove in a song released by R&B giant and baby-making music maestro Teddy Pendergrass from his 1980 hit Love TKO. And speaking of KO, I'm knocking out of here this week. Thanks again for listening to Original School. I'm your host, Professor Ping.
Of a two-time age. trying to hold on, but faith is gone. It's just another sad song. I think I better let it go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO. Yes, I think I better let it go.
Let it go, baby.
Oh, baby.
Looks like another love TKO.
Too late, yeah. Hey.